On Daf Kuf Pei Hey. Matt, do you have the same place this week? Okay. So this is one of the Mar Naim's pieces on the approach on learning Torah, and that is to for a person to connect to the Oisius HaTorah, to the letters of Torah, each of which is what he calls a virtual Heichel of Hashem's presence, of Hashem's infinite light. And he had a magnificent interpretation into the Chazal that said, "In Pogabach Menovel Zeh, if this lowlife, referring to the Yetzer Hara, connects himself to you, Mashcheu the Beis Medrash, drag him into the Beis Medrash," where he questioned, why is it that it doesn't say, just study Torah? Why are you dragging him into the Beis Medrash? So the Maranayim says that the bias of something refers to the inner essence of it. So don't just study Torah, but drag the Yetzer Hara into the Beis Medrash. Drag him into the internal essence of Torah, wherein lies the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it is that that will help a person. That Dveikus in Hashem is the aspect of Torah that helps a person overcome his Yetzer Hara. That stand the brilliance of Torah unto itself will not be able to do it. But it is the Beis HaMedrash, the inner essence of Torah, the depth of Torah, that's the Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, that will help a person connect. That was on the bottom of Kuf Pei Dalet in the left-hand column. He says, for this reason, Torah is called Toshia. It weakens the person. He says that refers to the fact that if we learn Torah correctly with this approach, that it will weaken the power of the Yetzer Hara over the person, and the person will be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. It's Mateshes Koiches Shel Adam, referring to the Yetzer Hara. That's what it, in essence, that's what the study of Torah weakens. He then went on to explain the Gemara in Shabbos, where Anoichi Hashem Alikecha, that the Gemara says, Ano Nafshi Kosis Yehovah, that Hashem gave himself to us in the form of the letters of Torah, that he is contained in those letters, and we need to connect not just to the intellectual properties of Torah, but we should connect to the Hashem that's within Torah. All right, so let's take it up. We'll go back and review one paragraph. So let's start on Kuf Pei Hei, the first column on the bottom. Obeze Yevoy, everybody have it? Right-hand column, Kuf Pei Hei. Obeze Yevoy Mashom Chazal. With this we can explain that which Chazal say, B'inyan Esek HaTorah, about the study of Torah, Shetzorach Shia Lishma. Chazal say that a person is supposed to learn Torah lishma, literally meaning for her sake. V'amru b'loshen nekeva, it said in the feminine, lishma, b'simin hei nekeva. V'loy amru lishma, l'chayra, we should be learning Torah for his sake, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shei tzorach l'umad l'man shema yitzbarach. However, based upon the introduction that he made here, Nuchal Lefarish, we can explain the fact that it says that we should learn Torah Lishma in the feminine, the Koyal Chava. As he explained earlier, that Chava suffered because the snake implanted in her this poison, and ever since then, it is through the study of Torah, by cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the study of Torah, that we can lessen the impact, that we get rid of the poison of the snake. Shaharei bo hitil hanochash hazuhama, because it is in her that the nochash implanted that poison. V'nidbak b'chol ha'olam, and therefore that poison is now connected to all inhabitants of the world. B'shvil sheyotzu mechal atzel, because they emanated from her. V'gam anachnu, and we too, mibnei b'nei, we are her descendants. Hayanidbak banu Zuhamasan. It is that poison is connected to us as well. Okay, however, ba'amdeinu al Har Sinai, when we stood at the foot of Har Sinai, poska zahamaseinu, that poison was removed from us. Ubechet egel, when we sinned with the golden calf, chazra v'nidbak banu, it came back and connected to us. V'tzrichim anachnu al atikun, and we now need to go back and reach back to Maimed Har Sinai. How? Ayidei esek ha-Torah kam, or through the study of Torah, as we've been saying. That's how we go back. That's how we work our way back to Sinai. And that's how we get rid of the poison. Therefore, Chazal used the language that we should study Torah lishma, pirish l'shem hazuhama. For that poison, she'itol nachash b'chava, that the snake implanted in chava, la'hafrida mimenu, in order that we get rid of that poison from our midst. This should be the main intent in our study of Torah, is to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by doing so, to get rid of the poison. We'll get rid of the disease of the impurity of the Nachash. By cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, who himself dwells within the letters of Torah. And then all the forces of evil will be dismissed. As he said earlier, evil can no longer attack when we are connected to Hashem. And by doing so, by learning Torah in this fashion, Mashiach will come speedily in our days. Next paragraph. With this we can well understood very well the Maamar Chazal. The Chazal tell us, "Ein lecha ben choyrin." There's no free person. Elamisha isik b'Torah. Only the one who toils in Torah. We amru. Similarly, they say, "Charus alaluchais." Chazal tell us. The Gemara says, he brings it here from a medrash, that when it says that the words were chiseled into the stones, the tablets, al tikre charus elacherus. Tell us, Chazal, don't read it chiseled. Read it freedom. What is it freedom from? Cheirus mimalach ha-mavis. The Torah is freedom from the angel of death. Cheirus mishibid malchius. And it's freedom from the oppression of the kingdoms. What's this all about? Ki be'emes. Because in truth, ha'oisik b'Torah al-zeis ha-kavana. Somebody who learns Torah with the above-mentioned intent. Hu davuk. That person, while he is learning Torah, connects to the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shuchai Achayim Nitzchiim, who is the source of eternal life. And similarly, therefore, we find, we just had this in Daf Yomi recently, V'chein Matzino B'kamet Tanoim Amiroim, we find about many of the Tanoim and Amiroim, Shehigia Es Pitirosa Min Ha'olam, that their time to leave this world came, and it came at the time simultaneous with their study of Torah. The angel of death had no access to them because they were studying Torah. Therefore, he had no Eitzah, but the Malach HaMavis had to do all kinds of tricks to distract the person from his study of Torah in order that he'll be able to take their souls. What's this all about? K'may d'metzina d'ibsik daga, the Gemara talks about the fact that a step fell out of a ladder. Ukiyotza b'hem, other examples of the same thing that the Yetzihara needed to distract, the Malach HaMavis needed to distract the Tana or Amir from their study of Torah in order that he could take their souls. Aval ba'es askam, what do you see? You see from here that while they were learning, Yev shalei lishlet b'hem, he had no, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. Why? Because they were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the study of Torah. The exact message that he's been saying, if the Malach HaMavis couldn't access them, then the poison of the Nachash can't access the person. Because they are connected not just to the study of Torah in its intellectual pursuit, but because they were studying Torah because within Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and true life. is v'cheres me'malach ha'moves. At the same time, they were free from the malach ha'moves. V'gam cheres me'shibid malchis. Similarly, there was also freedom from shibid malchis. What's that about? He explains. Very fascinating explanation into this issue of what it means to be free from the oppression of the government. Like we find like this. Chazal tell us a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kol mekabel olav oil Torah. Someone who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah is mavirin mimenu oil malchus. So Hashem takes away from that person the yoke of kingdom, v'oil derech eretz, and the yoke of making a living. Conversely, somebody who takes the yoke of Torah, so then those other burdens are thrust upon the person. V'hainu, and that is alpi mashe kasavti. That goes, is totally consistent with what we've been saying. What's going on here? See, he explains like this. Very fascinating. Ki I efshel l'mashiach shiyavoy, it's impossible for Mashiach to come. Ad she is barer v'yosem mi'aleinu zahamas anochash. Until we are able to clarify from the language of borer on Shabbos, v'yosem mi'aleinu zahamas anochash, and remove from within us the poison of the nochash which was placed into Chava. Mashiach can't come until we get rid of that zohama, until we get rid of that spiritual poison. And for this reason, anachnu hayoim begalus. For this reason, we are today in galus. Why? She'al yidei hagalus, because it is through galus niskapru avinisenu. Galus atones for our averus. Vikushi hashibid, and the difficulty of galus mashlim compensates shiyosur mimenu chalos zahamas anachash, to remove from us the ill effects of that poison. So, difficulty of galus, as much as we curse the oppression of galus, that difficulty and that oppression compensates and removes from us that the effects of that poison. Kenoida, as it is known, I believe it's from the Arizal, Shem Zoyer. Me'inyan Golos Mitzrayim. We find this concept by Egypt, right? They were supposed to be there for 410 years, and they ended up being, Abame Ashana, they were supposed to be there for 400 years, and they ended up being there for 210. So one of the explanations given by the Zoyer is, Ashakushi Hashibid Hishlim V'ga'al Nukadim Zmanan. Because they made up in difficulty what otherwise would have taken the time. So while they were, true, they were supposed to be there for 400 years, but it's a little bit like the wind chill factor. So they made up in the difficulty of galus what normally should have been 400 years of difficult oppression, they made up in 210 years. Similarly, he says, the same thing goes on with us in galus, that galus is here to help us remove that poison. Now, based upon that, explains the Maranayim, l'chein, for this reason, kalapirik mimenu oil Torah, a person who takes off of himself the yoke of Torah, is noisnim olav oil malchus v'oil derech eretz. What he ends up with is the pain of government oppression and the pain of making a living. Why? Since, he's saying like this, ultimately we got to get rid of this poison, right? We have two ways to get rid of it. Either we cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the study of Torah, thereby removing the effects of that poison, or we utilize the method that went on in Egypt, which was the difficulty of galus. Says, therefore, since this person chooses not to toil in Torah, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get rid of the impurities of the Nachash, and by force, Mashiach can't come until we get rid of that Zahama, So the Ribbono Shel Olam replaces the method of getting rid of it as Azay Nois the Melav Oil Malchus. So instead, he's given the yoke of Malchus. Shezeu Kushya Shiva, that's the difficulty of the enslavement of Golos. Sheyosim Emenu Tumas Anachash. Ayde Agolos. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows that we got to get rid of that poison. The only other way left to get rid of the poison is the Kushya Shibit, ki bilti zois, because without the difficulty of the galus, te nidbuk by Azohama, this poison will connect itself to him. The EF Shadias, Ketsa Mashiach has Vashalom, Mashiach's time will never come. Is vim ein by Torah, if the person doesn't have the study of Torah, Shiyosim Amen Azohama, to get rid of that poison, is Balkarchuk Tzaruchu Lishibut, so he's got to utilize the other method of difficulty, of suffering. So that the time of Mashiach will come. But that's not the case. Kol mekabel olavol Torah, person who accepts upon himself the study of Torah, is azay yosim imenu tumas v'zamas hanachash. He'll remove from himself the impurity and the poison of the nachash. Adi oskir b'toras Hashem, by the study of Torah Hashem, uba ois yois hakdoshim, by his studying the holy letters, ki heichal Hashem heima, because the letters of Torah are themselves an apartment, a dwelling place of Hashem. V'al yedeza, and by recognizing that that's what a person should be focusing on when they're studying Torah, is that each letter of Torah is in essence a heichal of Hashem. Is Yuchel Ledavik by Yisbach. So Torah becomes one of the most powerful methods to connect Hashem. Is Va'az, if he connects to Hashem through the study of Torah, Yisbach de Mimena Kopi Ali Oven, so all forces of evil are forced to leave him. V'le Yidbak B'yodei Ma'uma Minatum of Zvamahi, and nothing of that impurity and that poison will be left in his hands. Therefore, L'chein Ma'vin Mimena Oil Malchus, therefore he doesn't need the yoke of government, and the yoke of parnasa, v'shibud agolus, and the difficulty of golus, to compensate. Because this person doesn't need to subserviate himself under these forces, to remove the impurities from him. Because through his study of Torah, udvekusai b'yizbarach, and his cleaving to Hashem, Ka'amor, Yizbaru, he will already perfect, Yizbaru, Kopiala, Avin, he'll perfect himself, and all forces of evil will be taken from him, Gila Yigur Charaksiv, because evil cannot approach him, V'yosem, Me'olav, Es HaNochash, he will remove from himself the Nochash, U'bezeh Yizkeh, the Bias Meshichenu, and with this the person will merit the coming of Mashiach, B'mehera b'yameinu amen, speedily in our days. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. So the Maharnaim really shtelled avek in a very powerful way in this Vayidabra l'kim is kol ha'dvar ma'ela, that the point of the Ribbono Shel Olam saying the Dibris in such a way where he was kol all of Torah in the first two of the Ten Commandments in a way that a mouth can't speak and the ears can't hear. The point was to drive home to us throughout all the ages that every time a person studies any part of Torah, that what they are accessing is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that it's not just an intellectual knowledge, but far more impressive than that, it is the way to access the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who encoded himself within these letters in order to give us access in such a way that we have the ability to free ourselves of Shibud Malchius, of the poison of the original Nachash, and by doing so, what we're able to do is usher in the time of Mashiach by learning Torah correctly.